Big win for you guys. Congratulations. This wasn't easy. You knew it wouldn't be easy. Three times playing Colby here. And ironically enough, you win by 7, you win by 8, and you win by 9. I think the next time you guys play, it would be a 10-point game, right?
Fine. Whatever. As long as we win, the pattern I don't care.
But that was a big win for you guys. Wire to wire, you knew Colby was going to give you guys their best shots, and they did. But you guys won it tonight with defense.
Absolutely. I mean, honestly, I feel like the last game that we played them too, that was defense. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they are a very, very smart team. And so you have to play very, very smart defense. And I was very proud of our defense. I mean, Emily Smith, I mean, she played so, so well, so smart. And, you know, if you can keep Stevens down underneath 10 points, I mean, you're doing great. And I think we did, didn't we?
Yeah, she had 8.
Yeah.
So there you go. That was part of the victory right there. Well, you had to make that adjustment there, and that had to get Emily out of her comfort zone as well tonight, having to guard her out around the perimeter, just all over. Every time you thought Stevens may have thought about shooting it, Smith was just right there. She did hit one over, but that was it tonight, and I think you can handle just giving up maybe 2 threes in the game to Stevens.
Well, Stevens, she's going to score. I mean, she's a good player. She's going to find a way to score. We just don't want her to get 20 on us.
Yes.
And so, you know, I was very proud of the way Emily guarded her. And also with Macy guarding Vaughn,
yes.
I mean, that's not an easy assignment either. And I thought she played smart and really, really, really tough.
You got the good start from Caitlin Roberts, hitting her 8 points in the first half, hitting a couple quarter threes in this half. I think that kind of opened things up as well. Tough sledding inside in the first half. We mentioned Smith kind of doing a lot, getting a lot of second chance looks. But Emily Weathers, who ended up fouling out in the game, had a foul trouble most of the night. She scored your first 8 points of the second half and ended with 11 for the game.
God, just think what Emily could do if she got to play most of the game. But really, she only played about half. And, you know, Emily is an offensive player. She is very, very talented offensively, and she makes things happen for us. And I just told her, I said, you did what we needed you to do. And she scored buckets for us, and I was proud of her.
You were able to survive a couple of 5-minute scoring droughts tonight in this game. Colby had an 8-0 run, and they had a 6-0 run in those 5-minute droughts. And then you guys were able to kind of open that up. After they got it to within 4, you got it up to 11 a couple of times in the fourth quarter. Colby went on that 6-minute scoring droughts. I thought those were big momentum shifters for you guys to weather a couple of their big runs.
Right. I mean, I know things aren't always going to be perfect for us, and so we have to do other things well. And our defense, thank goodness, saved us at times. But I sure like it when other teams go through scoring droughts too, because it makes things a lot easier on us. But, you know, I guess, again, I just want to really attribute that to our defense, because if that wasn't there, we wouldn't have won this game. No way.
Oh, absolutely. That was kind of what I was going to lead you into next there is, once again, Coach Sarah McCormick joining us here post-game tonight. Lady Beavers winning it here 37-28. Well, you get to come back here tomorrow night. Sub-state championship, another championship game for you in this building. This time it's a much different foe in Norton, and I think a lot of people are going to be surprised by the final and not taking it away from Norton, but you could tell Cimarron was missing their best player tonight, but Norton's still going to be a pretty tough matchup.
Yeah, you know, Norton has a lot of size, and we've seen that before, and so when we play girls that are that tall, you know, they make you adjust your shot a little bit. So hopefully we'll be smart and just not shoot it right into their hands. Hopefully we'll be able to use the post moves that we use every single day in practice and just still score on them.
Well, a fun environment tonight, a good crowd here, and a good game. It was a good defensive battle, grinded out, and you guys were able to grind one out here tonight, 37-28. Coach, congratulations on the win. I think it's the first time that Scott City's been to back-to-back sub-state championship appearances in program history. So let the history continue on tomorrow night.
I'll take it. Thanks, Adam.